To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 4th of March, 2022. Here comes the best technology news for you, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. Amazon's Luna Cloud Gaming, well, it's officially launched in the U.S. And if you're a Prime member, looks like you can start checking it out now. Those of you that forgot all about this, I wouldn't be surprised. Took a year and a half before it actually did anything. Now, Luna, yes, we said, launching first in the U.S. for Android, iOS, Chrome OS, Mac OS, and even Windows machines. Sorry, no Linux at this time. And with the new gaming service, we'll offer over 100 games, costing you $10 per month. However, of course, Amazon wants to reel you on in. They're actually dropping the monthly fees, at least to start with Luna Plus. The Plus being the family channel, to $6 and $3 for anyone who signs up during this month. Sorry if that sounded like an advert. As far as the latest update with Luna is concerned, Amazon's gone and made it simpler now to stream gameplay from a Fire TV device, Mac, or even Windows PC right onto Twitch. And they've also made it, of course, easier if you've got a webcam and a microphone, which is much needed for Twitch if you want to broadcast. Everything will be integrated so you can interact with your viewers much more smoothly. Scrolling through your Facebook feed, lushing those videos, you know, when you don't have the audio on, or sometimes you tap it and the audio just blasts you and you have to tap it off again. It is nice to have those auto caption features. Too bad Instagram didn't have them. Well, now they do. Makes sense too, you know, Meta and all. Yes, the company has now added auto-generated captions to the videos in your feed. Now, we've been hearing about this for a while. What took it so long, no one knows. Particularly when Facebook has had it for quite a while itself. Most people are thinking it was the pressure from TikTok, which actually introduced the feature last April. Now, as far as these captions go, just like in your Facebook feed for the videos, they're actually on by default for creators on the platform, which most creators are going, whew, thank you. Because before the announcement, creators actually had to manually add captions to their videos, and yeah, that takes a lot of time. Now, at launch, the captions will be available in select languages. From what we can hear right now, Spanish and English. Instagram didn't tell us any more than that. And finally, got some Google devices in your home? Feel like they're, I don't know, keeping an eye on you, listening in? Chances are they are, but if they're technically not now, Google wants them to be. Seems Google's actually been working on a new interaction language, and they've been doing it for quite a while now. And they're doing this by entering a first episode of a new series called In the Lab with Google. ATAP, or Advanced Technology and Projects. Now, the idea behind this interaction language is that the machines that we have around us will be a lot more intuitive than they are right now, and hopefully better understand our nonverbal cues. Meaning, yeah, Google wants these devices to know when you're actually paying attention. Google went on to say that these devices around us should feel like our best friend. Yeah, I don't know about that. And they should have social grace. Now, apparently, ATAP is analyzing our movements, not our vocal tones or even our facial expressions. And it's doing this to see if we're ready to engage with them. Yes, the device. In fact, Google's actually broke this down into four movements, calling them approach, glance, turn, and pass. I'm sure this is also part of Google's grand vision for a world of ambient computing. Something that they've been talking about, but have kind of left at the back of the room for years now. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you, so please send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We've got you covered here at the British Tech Network, so why don't you head on over to britishtechnetwork.com? That is where you can find, of course, the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many other tech-related things. You can also give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join the community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday. Day, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, I hope you have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.